Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we're joined by two special guests in Celinda and Abby Bryant, and we're going to be talking about the Castle Valley Youth Orchestra. So, Celinda, Abby, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So, we were talking a little bit beforehand. You guys are right now in the search for some new string instruments, is that correct?
Yes, we're looking for violins, violas, cellos, and string bass.
And those are some of the, they're challenging instruments to play, but when you find someone who can play them well, they're some of the most beautiful sounding instruments in an orchestra. It really helps tie it all together.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I've been part of orchestra and symphonies like my whole life, and that's why we brought it down here. And so we just want to bring that to the community.
So let's talk about a little more in depth about that. How did this orchestra get started?
It's kind of a long process. Started about 13, 14 years ago. It originally started with another lady here in town. And we together did a fiddling camp over the summers. And we went and performed at fairs and just different town days. And then we decided we wanted to do more genre of music. So we decided to do this youth orchestra that we didn't actually start until about 2018 when we met Annalise Clark, who's the other conductor with us.
So starting back in 2018, it's kind of a storied history now for this youth orchestra. You guys have been going for nearly 7 years now, so it's pretty impressive that you've been able to keep this going for so long. Now, if there are people listening who want to join the orchestra, are there any requirements you have for them?
Oh, yeah. So the requirements is we play on middle school level music right now. And it's a youth orchestra in the title, but don't be scared. We have elementary, teens, and adults all part of this group. So it's just kind of that's the level of music. If you're interested, just moved into the area, we would love to have you. Or if you just haven't played for a while and you're just like, I kind of remember my notes, you need to know most of your notes. And we meet once a week on Friday in Price.
And then if there are people who want to join listening to this, what's the best way to get in contact with you guys?
If you check out the Facebook page, Castle Valley Musicians, there's a post that has my information on there that you can check out.
We're now being joined by Abby Bryant, and she's going to give us more of the participant perspective on the orchestra. So, Abby, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, of course. I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about your experience with the orchestra. What's it been like for you?
I really enjoy doing the orchestra. I've done it since it started, and it's just really cool to start making music with people from the community and get to know them and get to bring more music into the community.
And let's talk about that community aspect for a second, because that's what music does the best, is it brings people together, whether it be the orchestra, the people watching it, or the individual sections. So let's talk about you individually for a second. What instrument do you play within the orchestra?
So I play the violin.
And playing the violin, we talked about it a second ago with your mom. It's a challenging instrument to play. You can't sugarcoat it. What's the process been like learning to play the violin?
So I started playing the violin since I was 4 years old. So it's just been a part of my life. And I just love playing it, and I love to make music, so the orchestra has been great.
I love hearing stories like that, people who have been dedicated to their instrument for so long. It's always cool to see, and it's even cooler to hear them in action. And, you know, you guys, you have a concert coming up in May, and you have rehearsals each week that we talked about a second ago. What's the rehearsal process been like for these concerts?
So just like my mom said, we meet every Friday just for a couple hours, and we just get to work with each other and work individually on our music, and then we at the end we get to put it together and make our concert come to life.
Now, do you have a favorite piece you've been able to play, or is there just too many to decide between?
There's a lot of good ones, but I'd say my favorite one that we did was Yesterday by the Beatles.
You can't go wrong with the Beatles. That's one of my all-time favorite bands. Now, Abby, is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with before we bring it back to your mom?
I'd just like to say, if you are on the fence about joining or not, you really should, because it's really a great opportunity, and it's been so much fun.
Well, thank you, Abby, again, for coming in and talking about the orchestra. Again, that was Abby Bryant. And now we bring back in Celinda to close us out. Now, Celinda, we talked about this before we came on air, But with this orchestra, there's also the Utah State University Eastern Orchestra that you wanted to spotlight for a second.
Yeah, they have been kind of slowly progressing and getting to become a bigger entity. And this year, they finally were able to become an actual orchestra class. Anybody from the community is welcome to join. If you're a student, you can take it as a credit. And they will begin meeting next Thursday at 7 o'clock at the USU Eastern Choir.
Those types of classes, always some of the most fun you're going to have in college. It gets you away from the math, the language arts, anything that you're trying to study, and you get to play some great music. So it's a great opportunity, like you said. Now, Celinda, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, I just love having the orchestra. Music's one of those things that can go across all ages and genre of people, and anybody can that has been practiced and learned can get together and make that wonderful music.
Well, Celinda, Abby, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Abby and Celinda Bryant, and we were talking about the Castle Valley Youth Orchestra, as well as a little spotlight on the Utah State University Eastern Orchestra. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.